Mental health has been on our minds, but how should we seek help? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Alexander Williams, assistant teaching professor and program director of psychology at the University of Kansas, determines that seeing a therapist doesn't always help and can also harm.
All psychological interventions are meant to help people. Unfortunately, some can actually cause harm. That's why my colleagues and I reviewed the credibility of evidence from clinical trials of some potentially harmful psychological interventions. We did find numerous problems with credibility. For example, crucial data on potential harms were sometimes reported in a way that made their accuracy impossible to verify. Despite these challenges, we found credible evidence of harm from two psychological interventions. One is called critical incident stress debriefing, or sometimes psychological debriefing. It's meant to prevent the onset of mental health problems following a potentially traumatic event, like a natural disaster or a shooting. The other is Scared Straight, well known for the TV show of the same name. It's an intervention in which adolescents in trouble with the law visit a prison and interact with prisoners. It's intended to frighten teenagers away from committing crimes. We found credible evidence that both interventions are harmful. They cause the very problems they are meant to prevent. That is, it would be better on average to never talk to a therapist following a trauma or an arrest than to participate in a psychological debriefing or Scared Straight program. We also found credible evidence that the DARE program, which is meant to deter kids from using drugs and alcohol, has no effect on childhood substance use. That means DARE has opportunity cost. It wastes money and resources that could be used to help kids. How can you avoid harm? Ask your therapist how they keep track of potential harms from treatment. If their answers don't satisfy you, it may be safest to look for help elsewhere.
That was Alexander Williams of the University of Kansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.